Batman? Why did he almost never leave the cave? And did it take superhuman powers to bring Batman to the big screen? Well, Michael Uslan would probably say yes. He is the executive producer of all the Batman films. And you just had this dream as a child, it sounds like, from your book, The Boy Who Loved Batman, Michael. And my, oh my, you must be just smiling today to see what's happening on the big screen now.
I am walking in a dream. I don't know how else to describe this. You know, what do you do when you've had a passion and a dream since you were a kid? And it was so important to me to attempt to restore the dignity to Batman as the way he was created in 1939 by Bob Kane and Bill Finger, as a creature of the night stalking criminals from the shadows. And now, thanks to the genius of our director, Christopher Nolan, here it is.
Tell us what it was like as a child. It sounds like you lived for Batman, all these dreams of being a superhero, found out you weren't so superhuman.
Well, you know, nobody really, I learned in life, can acquire superpowers. Lord, I tried when I was 8 or 10 years old. But I have found that there are, just like Batman, he's a superhero who has no superpowers. His greatest superpower is his humanity, and that's why I identified with him. That's why people all around the world identify so much with this character. And he shows us really how human potential can achieve goals and dreams if you're willing to make that commitment, if you're willing to literally walk through hell in order to honor that commitment.
And you had to walk through hell and water in order to make this happen on the big screen. Tell us about the 10-year human endurance contest to bring Batman to the movies. Did you have a struggle because of the hokey TV show?
Well, what happened was my partner Ben Melnicker and I acquired the rights from DC Comics in 1979. And I quit my job. I went out to Hollywood figuring they'll all line up at my door. How could they not? Dark, serious movies with sequel potential, animation, toys, games. And I was turned down by every single studio in Hollywood. They told me it was the worst idea they ever heard. They said, you can't do serious comic book films. You can't do dark superheroes. And for God's sake, no one's ever made a movie based on some old television series. That's never been done. And thus, it wound up taking 10 years for us to get that first Batman movie made.
What was that like to be rejected by every studio?
Well, I'll tell you something. It tests your mettle. You have to look really deeply inside and say, okay, is everybody right, and am I wrong in just being stubborn, or do I really truly believe in this? Do I really truly believe in myself? And ultimately, that's the question you have to answer as you kind of hold on by your fingertips with everybody telling you you're awful and your work is awful, and holding out as long as you can.
So how long did you have to hold out, and who finally said yes, Michael?
Well, it was 10 years. It was 10 years initially. And my partner, Ben Melnicker, knew after all the studios turned us down that Casablanca Records, back in the 70s, they were the kings of disco.
You bet.
Were being funded by PolyGram to do films. And the new head of it was a younger guy who Ben had known from the older days. And he said, we got to pitch to Peter Goober because he might really understand what you're saying where these other guys didn't. He did. We were able to get the development funded and underway, but then it took a procession of many years before all the elements came together, which really coalesced when Tim Burton came on board in 86.
Michael Uslan is the originator and executive producer of the Batman movies, the motion pictures that everybody's talking about with The Dark Knight Rises coming out. You know, where are all those people today? Are they apologizing and saying, oh, you were right, my friend?
Well, one of the guys who virtually kicked me out of his office in 1979 and told me Batman and Robin could never be a successful movie because the movie in 79, Robin and Marion, didn't do well, which was about an aging Robin Hood and Maid Marion with Audrey Hepburn and Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. He called me 10 years later when the first movie came out. We broke, like, every box office record at the time. And he said, Michael, I'm just calling to congratulate you. I always said you were a visionary. So,
and you know what? And your book is beautiful, The Boy Who Loved Batman. It's just, it's a piece of art to sit here and hold this book. This must have just been your life as a kid.
It really was. My older brother was the star of every sport he ever did. And I had to get out from under his shadow, and I kind of found my escape in the world of comic books and superheroes. So I'm one of your original comic book geeks, and I wear it like my red badge of courage. My mom said I learned to read from comics before I was four. By the time I graduated high school, I had more than 30,000 comic books dating back to 1936 that took up our entire garage. And then I went to the first Comic-Con, the first comic book convention ever held on the planet when I was in seventh grade. 200 of us showed up at that. And look at what has happened since then.
Yeah, and I have no doubt, Michael, you probably have the ultimate Batman costume in your closet.
Well, we won't get into the underoos discussion, but...
Batmobile bed? Really? Did you go as far as a Batmobile bed? I remember that.
Oh, my brothers had the bedspread.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like all over. You could get kind of bat anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, beyond all the merchandising, what it all boils down to is you've got a great character. We've got a director, a genius director who has a vision, mm-hmm. who has a passion and understanding for the character, who knows how to execute that vision. And Friday, The Dark Knight Rises, which is the concluding chapter to his trilogy, is, in my humble estimation, the best Batman movie ever made, the best comic book movie ever made. He deserves all the credit.
All this time, Michael, over the years, did you ever meet Adam West or Burt Ward?
I did meet Adam. About 2 years ago at Comic-Con in San Diego, we wound up on the same panel. And it was an SRO room,
mm-hmm.
and he picked up the microphone. He goes, I just want to say that I've learned that there are more than one interpretation of Batman that can be valid. He can be that humorous guy, but he can also be that dark, serious guy, and there's room for every interpretation. And then I turned around to him and I said, Adam, you were the Batman of the 60s, and it's so cool sitting next to you. In fact, I'm going to let the 12-year-old Michael out right now. And then I turned to him and I said, holy blank. And the whole place went crazy, and we gave each other a bear hug, and it was a nice meeting of the two types of Batman movies.
Wow.
Michael Uslan is the executive producer of the Batman series, The Dark Knight Rises. We know it's going to be a biggie this week, and you've made us love Batman all over again, but you have made college students love Batman. Is it true you taught an accredited college course in comics?
I taught the first accredited college course on comics back in the 70s at Indiana University. And it was the way that me, as a blue-collar kid from Jersey, who had no money and I couldn't buy my way into Hollywood, and I didn't know anyone in Hollywood, I had no relatives in Hollywood, I was looking for any way to get my foot in some door to create an opportunity for myself. And by teaching that course, it received worldwide publicity. I was invited on TV and radio talk shows. That brought me to the attention of Stan Lee at Marvel Comics, the folks at DC Comics. The president of DC offered me a summer job and then put me on retainer. That led to me writing Batman comics, which was a dream I had since I was 8 years old, and I started writing them in college. And that opened the door, ultimately, to my being able to go back to them. They trusted me. They knew that if I said I was going to do dark and serious Batman movies, that I would make it happen, and I was able to then acquire the rights. So it's stepping stones.
Well, pow, zap, and wham to you, and so proud of you, and so excited to be able to see The Dark Knight Rises. Best of luck to you. We're hearing a lot of Oscar buzz already, Michael Uslan.
Thank you so much. This was great.